SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Clifton Boys get new tablet computers. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The JCDC has a competition for everybody. Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here. Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
Well over a month after losing everything, the wards of the Clifton Boys' home in Westmoreland are still benefiting from the goodwill of others. The most recent show of support comes from the Universal Service Fund, USF, in the form of 19 tablet computers. State Minister for Youth, Floyd Green, says shortly after the fire on January 15, the management of the home has been receiving clothes, shoes, and back-to-school items for the children. And less than a week after issuing the call for electronic items, the USF came forward with their contribution.
We're very grateful for all the donations, very happy. Now our focus is on getting back some of the personal items. What I found, a number of the boys had tablets that they used for school, and they indicated that they were now gone. So I asked for contributions in relation to the tablets and the building items. I think it's in less than a week. So I'm very happy. I'm very sure the boys will be elated.
The donation was made by Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley.
We believe that this small token should ease the pain and assist them in the transitional process.
Prior to the fire, the Clifton facility was home to about 28 boys between the ages of 6 and 18 years. Vision 2030 is built on the notion that the rules of government, business, investors, and consumers will have to be rewritten to ensure that environmental considerations become integral factors to the decision-making process, thereby moving us into the realm of a green economy. That's goal number 4, outcome 14 of the country's National Development Plan. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature.
Play some music. Reggae music.
Born in Montego Bay, St. James in 1975, Ventress Morgan is the daughter of ska music great Derek Morgan. She has been active on the music scene since the 1990s, but is best known for her post-millennial work, which includes popular songs such as Below the Waist, Times Like These, and Daddy. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal of licenses is March 31, 2017. To facilitate meeting the deadline, the BGLC team will have representatives stationed at tax offices to assist with renewal of licenses for 2017 to 2018. The team will be at St. Anne's Bay February 27 and 28, in Mandeville March 6 and 7, Savannah Lamar March 13 and 14, and in Montego Bay March 20 and 21. For all dates and locations, follow BGLC on Facebook, visit our website at bglc.gov.jm, and see the press for details.
Root rock reggae.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Queen Ifrika.
You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same.
Hope you learned more about your favorite local music icons and enjoyed each Reggae Month trivia question. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.